Call the City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auto Person Meeting March 10th, 2025 to order.
Excuse me.
We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of February 24th, 2025.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? No discussion of the minutes. Call the row, start with Michael and go left.
No. Whatever. What is?
Aye.
No, I'm not going there.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Abstain.
What is it? I forgot.
I ain't had to do it in a while.
Bless you.
That's all right. Michael, that's okay. We all do that once in a while.
Brain fart.
As everyone knows, anybody that wants to request to speak to the board, anyone wishing to address the board should contact City Hall by noon on Friday in order to be placed on the agenda. Members of the public should provide their physical address comments to the board are generally limited to 3 minutes. If there's someone that comes and they would like to speak to the board, then the board can always vote to allow them to speak during the business section. I don't know if I've ever said that before, and I just wanted to make that clear. Let's take a time out. Miss Beth's here. Everybody stand up and give her a round of applause. That was wrong, wasn't it?
Well, where's Marty?
Tommy was wrong for that.
Marty worked. Marty worked.
That was wrong of me, wasn't it, Beth?
So wrong.
Can we make sure the minutes that say Beth Jewel arrived at 7:06 p.m.? Thank you.
Thank you. Tell him he's later than that. It's a little thing.
I like your new sweatshirt. Cute.
Mayor's report. First of all, I'm not going to say much about this because I don't know a lot about it, but I know enough to update the board that Jeff Smith was still in rehab, and we just need to keep prayers for Jeff and everything. So, and I'm not going to say any further than that because I don't know enough to talk about it. So,
there you go.
That's cool.
Also, under the mayor's report, we were supposed to have a committee meeting at 6:15. We did not, so I'm going to ask under the mayor's report for Mike White to talk a little bit about what we've got new board members and talk about what we get from him and that what. How's that phrase, Brian Kathy?
Basically what we're paying you for, the services we get versus what the other towns get that don't pay you for. I'm picking up dogs.
Well, you get reports. I write you citations. I saw a report. I go out if you need me to go out, whatever the hour it is. Mm-hmm. We have been at lunches or whatever the case may be, family functions. You call me and I got to come over here. We've gotten up from lunches, ball games, you name it. We get up, we come over here, and we tend to it. Now, as long as I know what's going on, there's been a breakdown in communications, and so there's a lot of stuff I haven't even been told about. And then they kind of ball me out a little bit because they show up or something. Can't help somebody unless I know what's going on. If they need to call my office, or most of these people over there have got my number, they can give me a call. Hey, we got an issue. I can call somebody tonight. Show me an issue. I need to go check on it. As long as I know what's going on, I can help you.
Okay. So there's an issue. I didn't know about any issues.
Well, because you're new, but there's a lot of times whenever something's going on or a dog bites or whatever the case may be, they haven't called me about it, mainly for dogs running large, and we don't know nothing about it. Pit bulls being put on somebody's property, we don't know nothing about it. But then when something happens or somebody comes there and complains, oh, he's not doing his job. Well, ain't good. don't know that it's going on.
Okay. So, just in Rutherford, I'm just going to use Rutherford as an example. You don't, they don't pay you, but you have to come pick them up when the police officers call. You don't, what part am I wrong on?
Rutherford doesn't pay me to do the job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
But you, when the police calls, you have to come pick up their dogs.
Yeah, just like anywhere else, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the, what do you do with them when the pound's full?
Well, we're going to put them on a waiting list. Now, if there's an emergency, I usually keep about two kennels, if possible. And if there's a bite or someone's passed away, which me and you work in the field together, I have to go get them off the body. Things of that nature is why I save those two kennels. The only time that keeps being brought up and all is Craig Blackman down here. His daughter called one night. We were going out to eat. There was a stray down there. It was my fault. It was a learning process. That place was full. I couldn't help nobody. I don't care if you called me or if there was a dog bite. It would have had to waited until I could have put something down or something moved. Now, I'm a customer just like anybody else at the vet's office. So if I call and we're full and I say, I need to put it down, that has to be scheduled. We don't have priority. In other words, if I tell them we got to put it down, he don't stop what he's doing, come out there and put it down. He's got customers just like anybody else, so we have to wait in line. It has been as much as a week. And we have protocol over there, so when we pick something up, you're supposed to hold them dogs for 5 days.
And you got to be licensed. You got to be licensed to euthanize somebody.
Right. And I'm not. Somebody.
Yeah. Hey, like that.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for him?
I just want to make sure I'm clear. If the pound is full, and it's just a dog at large, there's nothing you can do about incite somebody or whatever.
You can cite them, and if a dog is at large, it's not bothering anybody, give that dog an opportunity to go home. That's across the board.
No, and I think everybody agrees with that. You know, if that dog's not biting somebody or a vicious dog or whatever, you know, I think that,
because the dog's out.
Let me know.
Right.
You know, I mean, but you might not necessarily just come pick it up. You might cite the owner if you know whose it is or whatever. But it gives them a chance, the dog a chance to go back home or whatever.
Dogs get out, dogs break leashes. You know, it happens. I usually try to give anybody a first time warning, and then after that, if it continues, we start writing them up.
Okay. Yes.
I think the question at hand here is, what are you doing for the city of Dyer that you're not doing for anyone else?
Well, like I said, I do it right here is last year's reports. The city should have a copy of every one of these reports right here.
Okay.
Right? So
that's last year.
The county.
Front.
I couldn't think of the stain.
I
didn't
get all these reports. If I make a report on county, they're just my reports to cover my butt.
Right.
But the city paperwork. I pulled stuff from 2012 today, and I wasn't even on contract at that point. I done that out of respect, and I thought the city should know what we're doing.
Right.
So they've had reports. So this goes way back before I even had a contract with the city.
When did you become a contractor for the city?
13.
So going back to when I'm going back to Jessica's question, what does the city of Dyer get? You don't go to Rutherford to court.
No.
Okay, Kenton or nothing like that. Just if the police officer calls and everything, that's when you pick it up.
They got a dispute and they want the officer on hand, yeah.
Right. Or a police officer calls central control. If Logan here called central control and everything, do you respond then also, or for like for Rutherford or whatever? If Logan lived in Rutherford city limits, and you're working for the county, and he and Logan called Central Control, would you respond to that call? That's
as an omission. What's he calling for?
At what time?
What's he calling for?
Yeah. So
we go out for emergency.
Wait a minute, what time?
After 3 o'clock. His hours for the county ends at 3 o'clock. So after 3 o'clock is emergency hours only.
Okay.
That's vicious dogs, somebody's been attacked, there's a death. That is the underscore of that. Because when he first took this job for the county and for the city, when he took this job, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, my house phone rang. Lady had a stray in the yard wanting him to come out. Okay, the stray's not hurting anything. It's walking through the yard. After 3 o'clock, he will go on all emergencies. We have been at steakhouses or wherever, and he gets a call. Hey, we have a dog attack. Okay, we got to go.
Right.
If it is a dog that is not vicious after 3 o'clock with the county, he doesn't go unless it's vicious. He has over 1,000 comp time hours just for the county.
But this is not the county, this is the city.
But in the city.
Well,
but
the questions are being with the county right now. So the difference with the county and the city is I come out for the city. He lives in Rutherford, so he's under the county. He's talking about county. Dyer is going to get 1 o'clock in the morning, Mike.
So you're saying that whenever, let's say, he calls at 1 o'clock in the morning, that you will go out that next morning sometime or
not? Yeah, as long as the dog does not
You won't go out night. That night.
What purpose is going out at 1 o'clock at night in Rutherford or in the county to chase a dog?
That's just walking
through the yard. But if Dyer calls me because Dyer is paying me to do this, then I need to go see about what's going on with this dog.
If it is a vicious dog, let's say somebody got bit or attacked or what at that same time, not just a stray, would you go out then because it'd be an emergency?
I have to. That's the law.
That's emergency.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you'll go out even. You're not on county's time. You will go out because the city of Dyer is paying you to do
that's
so.
That's the agreement, yeah.
Strays or otherwise.
So how many times have you been to the city of Dyer after 3 o'clock where you're having to use our time?
Right there, like I said, there's last year's paperwork, so.
Are those only after 3 p.m.?
Yeah,
or
because the agreement is, the county job is my 40-hour week job, just like just about everybody in this room has got a 40-hour week job.
That's right.
I don't.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, I don't either.
So, okay, so let me ask you this. Factory worker. Somebody calls you at the factory and you're doing a part-time job, lawnmowing or something, whatever the case may be, it's part-time. Are you going to leave your 40-hour week job and go do your part-time job?
No.
How many people are going to do that?
Well, Mike, let me, while you said that, okay?
Not me.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. We're just trying to clear up some stuff because some people don't know, some people don't understand and everything. Nobody's here getting on to you.
But this is what I'm saying. The agreement is, after my 40-hour week, okay, whatever time I get off, during the day,
right, and I understand that.
I come in and do whatever needs to be done.
And if you have to come during your time, you've got to clock out.
Yeah,
yes.
If it's a bite in Dyer, something like that, an emergency, he'll vouch for it. I've had to go get something off of the body so his team can go in and get the body up or help whatever's going on. So something like that, the county says, if you got to go do something like that for Dyer, go do it. Now, when you come back to work, you'll either have to do one or two things. You'll have to use your comp time, or you'll have to stay over that afternoon.
But wait. That's where I have a problem. Because if, even though it's in the county and it's during your work time for the county, if it happened in the city of Rutherford, okay, then you would have to go over there, right?
On a dog bite?
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd have to go over there.
On a dog bite?
Yes.
I have to do that across the board.
Okay,
yeah.
But when you come to Dyer, why would you have to clock out at the county? Because you're on the county.
Because
you're on the county tax.
This is a contract.
But this is a contract.
The county agreed, since I'm on the contract with Dyer.
But you're not on the contract. Obviously, you're not on the contract between the hours of 8 and 4. You're in the same thing as the county is.
If you're talking about emergencies, I'm telling you, the county will allow me to come off the county clock and come
no,
over.
No.
He's talking about why you're on the clock. Any call for Dyer should be on the county.
It should be on the county during the daytime.
Any emergency call.
Okay,
you should have to clock out.
Okay, but what's going to happen
well,
there?
Because we're not paying you during the
right,
hours
but
of...
But what's going to happen there? Uh-huh. Every pickup, every animal that's picked up, the county's going to bill y'all for.
No, ma'am.
Well, if
they bill the other cities.
Well, if the county ain't got a problem me coming over here, like that'll be fine on me. But I know the agreement from what we've been.
I understand. I'm just saying. If there is a vicious dog, or if there is a bite or whatever emergency, okay, in the city of Dyer, while you're on the county time, then you're on the county time. Even if you're in the city of Dyer, it doesn't matter if it's Dyer, Rutherford, Joyful, Bradford, wherever. Just because we're not paying you until after 3 o'clock. When you come off the clock at the county. So you shouldn't be coming off it. You shouldn't be over here just picking up an at-large dog during the daytime.
No.
But a dog that has bitten somebody or vicious, Brian Cathy, am I wrong?
I don't think so.
I mean, that is part of your county job. Because we're part of that. During that daytime, we're part of the county just like everybody else is.
Well, if somehow we're confused or I'm dumb, I have to come to, and this has been my understanding from the county, so that if this is something needs to be changed, I'm good with it. But the county says, if you go to Dyer, you need to come off the clock for the county.
If it's not an emergency.
On emergency, yeah.
And we do. I disagree with that. I'm just saying I disagree with that. I mean, I don't, if you're not working for the city of Dyer from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. or whatever time, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., whatever time you go in, what time you leave. If it's an emergency, you do it in Rutherford, you should be doing the exact same thing for Dyer that you are the rest of them, or we're classified as something else.
And then you shouldn't have to come over
here. We're paying you from 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the morning. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, we can change you, but I just got to make sure that Nelson understands.
That's exactly right, and that's something that we need to get straight with him, if that be the case, because
I don't think you should be coming out the clock. You should be
not if you're doing it for everybody else in the county.
You should be paid for doing for us during the daytime what you do for all the other cities.
Right, so
you should be paid.
I don't have a problem with it. As long as it's not a conflict. That's not an issue. So that's what.
If you're not working for us, am I wrong? I mean, where am I? I don't see that I'm
straight
going wrong with this.
Just a stray dog.
And if the county says no, then it is what it is. I mean, you know.
Okay, well,
but
I'm saying
you're messing your own self up.
I think that's where some of the confusion is coming from on my part.
That's right.
Just to be honest with you, because he's doing some things for the other towns on county time. But he's having to clock out
right.
on county time for things he does for us when he's getting paid to do things for us outside of county time that he's not getting paid for to do in the other cities.
What you said.
What you said.
Does that make sense?
Well, roundabout way, baby.
Laura, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Do you think I'm wrong about that? If he's doing it for the other cities.
If he's doing it for the other cities for the county, yes. After hours, though, if he has that contract, he is on call for y'all regardless.
That's right.
So without that contract, you're going to go under county protocol. So 1 o'clock in the morning, stray dog, he's not going to come out.
Right.
Vicious dog, yes.
Yes.
But after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if it's not an emergency, he's not going to come out.
Oh.
Y'all have the contract now. So with that contract, it don't matter what time it is, when you called the other day, he was in the shower. It was a standing joke at my house that the dogs in central control knows when he gets in the shower because the phone would ring. And I'd say, get dressed when you get out because you're going to have to go.
Right.
That's not what he does for the other
right.
cities. Because he don't have contract with them.
But his contract, his moon, what they call it, is moonlighting, from my understanding, which is legal, okay? Don't take that the wrong way. Because when they told me, yeah, he's moonlighting and everything, I said, well, is that a problem? They said, no. And I said, tell me what that means. You know? So I just wanted to make sure I understood. I thought I knew what it meant, but I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Is that the confusion that we've had all the time?
I guess so. That's
because we've talked about this in the past, and I thought that we understood. I mean, yeah, I'm just doing what I was told I had to do.
Right. But I don't know why you would be coming off the county clock and taking away from yourself if you do it for Rutherford, Bradford, Kenton, York, and everywhere else. You should be paid for that 40 hours regardless. If it's just a running it at large,
I mean, I have no problem with it.
You know, but if it's a vicious dog, or if it is a bite or whatever, or, you know, if a police officer calls you and says, I've got an emergency in Dyer right now, it shouldn't be any different than what Kenton's doing. And at 3 o'clock from then on, then should be
the extra.
Right.
The extra
now, you're going to have to understand where some people's getting ill, too. I'm one man that does this whole county.
We talked about that.
And when I'm busy doing something way down there somewhere, and somebody calls and says, I've got this stray or this, that, and the other. I mean, it's not doing anything, but they're aggravated about it. Or I need for you to drive by this address and check something. I can't just pull off from there and come over here. Right. This will have to just do like everything. It'll have to go on that book. And when I get to Dyer, I'll take care of Dyer just like I do everybody else. And and you know.
But after 3 p.m., it's solely us.
Unless he's on an county emergency.
Kenton
calls and they have a hit bull that's attacked somebody, Dyer calls 10 minutes after he's left, and there's a stray. He has to take care of the aggressive dog first. And that's
the station. Or I can call and they say, Dyer's got a couple of dogs running, and one of them being a little aggressive. But I'm already on the call, so I can't stop where I'm at and turn around just because a lot of times what was a misunderstanding, there's a lot of times a dog just got his own mind. He's out there in the backyard. You open that back door, and he'll take off, and he'll growl as nature.
Yeah.
He wasn't being aggressive at you, but he growled. But I can't just stop what I'm doing and run back over here. Mm-hmm. But at any emergency now, we're going to stop.
But see, even like, and Chris, you were talking earlier, well, me and you were talking about the karaoke and stuff. There's been times he's gone with me, and there's been other people that know us there. We've been there, and we actually have to get up and leave our dinner, pack our dinner to go or whatever, so that he can take care of a call over here. He's never not told anybody that can't. It don't matter what we're doing. Unless, of course, like we went to Memphis, 3 years ago?
Oh, y'all ain't supposed to leave.
Yeah, well, that's not in the contract.
That's the point. I don't hardly ever leave Gibson County.
He really don't. We're usually always in the county. The first vacation we had took in 10 years, 7 years ago, the phone rang our weekend. So I know there's some misconceptions about things sometimes, but he does, after 3 o'clock, every Dyer call he tries to take care of as quickly as possible.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say you are on vacation, and you're in Walla Walla. Who's going to take his place when he's gone, when they're vicious?
They have nobody.
That's not right.
They have nobody. That's why we don't go nowhere.
This has been discussed, so that's...
I mean, there's no way you can leave Guatemala and come back here.
No.
So somebody dog's going to feed everybody up.
Yep. That's why we stay in Gibson County.
Well, you know...
Everybody deserves a vacation.
I go to the ball game. I go to the ball game at Jackson and get up and go do something to somebody.
I just poked that off the top of my head.
I mean, you know...
Well, we were actually in Branson.
That's what I could say. We went to Branson for 3 days.
His phone rang all weekend.
Constantly.
That's
why
would you go to Guatemala?
So, I know there's some misconceptions sometimes about it, but all the calls are logged, all the reports are done. I actually keep a scanned copy of everything on the computer, too, and can scan more if needed. But sometimes he doesn't understand the question the way they're phrased. That's why I came to them.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So, but it's a matter of, and I agree, when he, from 8 to 3, when he's on county time, if he comes to Dyer for a vicious dog, he shouldn't have to clock out over there.
I agree with that.
Shouldn't.
As long as he's not coming for just whatever.
Right.
A stray dog.
Right.
But if the police call and say, hey, there's an emergency, central control call and says, hey, there's an emergency, I need you to come over here, and we got a vicious dog or we got a dog bite or whatever, then the county should be paying him between that 7 and 3 or whatever you said
right.
it was. You know, well, because his contract's not with us until obviously 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's just been my understanding that I got to come off the clock and that's what I've always done, which that ain't nothing on y'all, because y'all paying a flat fee, so it doesn't matter if I work 2 hours or 40 hours that
so
week.
So if you didn't have a contract with us and you had to come to Dyer, you know, what's the difference in us and any other town?
As far as what he's talking about, it
ain't none. We should get the same thing as everybody else from 7 to 3.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's understood that I know what I was told.
Hello? Yeah, I'm still another meeting now. Go ahead.
But it is. There's several new ones around here. I think you hadn't been in here, about 3-4 years now?
I think it was
last year.
Yeah.
But I also think there was a misconception last year also.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree because I heard.
Right. You know, and
remember.
And so, and basically, and I'm not going to mention numbers, okay? But basically, everybody's trying to figure out, okay, what does he actually do for the city of Dyer that he does not do for Rutherford, Kenton, Bradford, Yorkville, other places? And if we did not pay him for the contract, what service would the city of Dyer get? And you explain that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's between 7 and 3 or 8 and 3, whatever you said,
you get the snake.
Then if it's a dog bite or a vicious dog, but as far as coming and picking up just a running large dog, he's not going to do that.
But from 3 in the afternoon till 7 in the morning, if it's stray dog or whatever, if central calls, police officer calls, he'll get up and go.
Yeah.
If it's vicious, he'll definitely go. If it is somebody's died and he needs to get the dog out there, he will definitely go from 3 to 7.
Right.
The difference being 3 to 7 is y'all's stray dogs or whatever after hours that the county don't get.
I got a stray cat you need to go get.
The county's not set up for cats.
I'm just kidding.
And the law won't allow that anyway. They're considered a domestic animal.
Do y'all have any more?
Don't shoot one off the top of your car and it landed in the neighbor's yard on the area you shot it with.
What about possum?
Possum, fine.
Okay, so is there anybody else have any questions? Thank you for clearing that up.
Maybe we helped you too.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Department reports. Fire.
You should have a copy of my report if y'all have any questions.
What'd he say?
It is in the printer.
Yeah.
It's in the printer.
Oh. You sent that after I had left Friday, so I didn't see it until this morning.
I thought we had it in the package.
Yeah. Well, then you would send it to her too. Sorry,
yeah,
I didn't see it until this morning.
Brandon, I was kidding. You don't have to. Are you good? Police? Are you good?
Someone new like me coming in, you're like, wow. I don't have any money. Y'all are busy. And I just was like,
I'm on my way.
Thank you for this.
Yes, sir. Come on up here.
We have noticed we repainted the crosswalk up here at City Lumber. We repaired the sewer mainland this morning. We're continuing to clean the ditches. we are putting down cold patch and streets and potholes. Started spraying the ball field today. Tomorrow, we're hopefully going to put two new salt down on East South and one in Hull, depending on how that goes.
That is under our streets.
Yes. I got to meet with a soil conservation guy tomorrow at 1:15. We're looking for putting a levee or dike, whatever you call it, a hollow up that cemetery. We'll put a 12-inch drain line in it to hold back the water. Don't rush all down on the East South. But they wanted us to talk to them first. We're doing that tomorrow.
I did have a meeting with the cemetery board Tuesday night. I believe it was Tuesday night and everything, and asked them for permission. And they did give us permission to do that and use their dirt. The only thing we'll use is our culvert that we have some at the city park. Go ahead, Dale.
Sorry. They put in a new storm grate down there at the corner of North Poplar where you turn to the community center. And get that one going.
Where it was falling in?
Yeah. We fixed that, and then we put another new one right there on the corner by the ditch. You're coming down North Poplar from the school where you turn to the community center. One right there, we had to replace it. And next year, we're looking to put the fire hydrant in up here on the Ashley and Southland.
What's the date on that?
18th. Tuesday the 18th.
We're going to do that before we do the sidewalks, right?
Yeah, them sidewalks will be ready by then.
I mean, it'd be easier to work around that fire hydrant.
I'll get with Ashley probably Friday and have her. I don't know if Ashley does or can. Sitting on the website and Facebook. Possibility that some people in that area will be without water. How long? We don't know.
We understand that.
Yeah, but,
we will put it out. Yeah. Just make sure
that's
the day before.
Make sure.
About just a few hours before.
We don't know.
Make sure the day before you come by here and remind Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley's got a lot on her plate right now. She's learning some new things. And I'm not going to teach them to her. Because I don't know how to do them, so. What else you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. How much pothole patch do you have left? One pallet?
For the city park, none. I got to get some more.
Okay.
I've got those two for industrial drive.
Yeah.
Other than that, I got to order another pallet.
Okay. So are you going to order another pallet?
Yes.
And what is the cost of that pallet?
I think it's $1,100.
Per pallet?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're paying for it tonight. So we get some more of that.
Okay.
They're always popping up everywhere.
Water?
You heard we're updating, so everything else is rolling around along.
Sewer?
Bearing.
Okay.
I've got three quotes. The best one is wheel foot bearing and supply. City for $5,200 plus shipping.
Entertain a motion to buy the one, and I do know that this is correct. Entertain a motion to approve up to $5,500 to real foot bearing for the bearing for the aerator system at the wastewater plant.
So I move. Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah.
No.
Just something. No.
No, I'm not going to explain that.
You can?
You can ask Tracy.
Tracy, is that a bearing that we've had going down for a while on the aerators or what?
Do you remember? Wait. Do you remember when we went out there?
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
That's the same.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
And I think we had one quote that came in that was over $7,500.
I've been out of
yeah,
kilter for a while.
Where are we at?
Right there.
Discussion. Any more?
You're good.
Doc, Fella, Rusty, Brown, Kathy, go left.
Thank you.
Aye.
Motion carried.
I'll take you to Guatemala sometime.
Guatemala.
I have a question about the gearbox.
What's your question?
If you take the... Get ready to take that bearing apart, and it don't come off that shaft. I understand.
Then
control.
If it don't come off of that shaft, when you do that, what is the next step? I know the answer to this. I just want you to explain.
Big old sledgehammer.
No.
Heating torch?
No. Cut torch. We have to cut the gearbox off of the end of the shaft.
But you're going to
try... about the bearing or the gearbox?
The gearbox.
The gearbox where the bearing... Because the bearing will seize up on that
shaft. Back, yeah, the bearing's on the back. The
bearing's on the back shaft.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to replace it with the bearing on top of the gearbox from the bottom side, right? So my question is, what happens if the bearing does not come off?
You're going to cut it.
Cut the shaft.
Yeah. No.
Okay,
I can get the bearing that we're replacing, I can get it off. If it don't want to come off, we can cut it and sand the shaft and put the other bearing back on.
Okay.
But the problem we could run into possibly is the gearbox itself.
What do you mean? Tell me, because I have not looked at it. Okay. I've just helped you find it, okay?
The gearbox itself is run by three belts. They're connected to a motor sitting on top of the gearbox.
Right.
Now,
my question is, why do we have to replace the gearbox?
If the gearbox, the way it's connected to the shaft itself, if it will not release, we'll have to cut the gearbox itself off.
But if it'll release, it'll slide off the shaft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we can go back to the bearing.
But as of right now, it's still running and you're still greasing it.
Yes.
If we buy the new gearbox, will the new bearing and housing and everything fit on the new gearbox?
The bearing is not on the gearbox. The bearing is on the shaft itself.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the gearbox.
Okay. All right. So it goes all the way through to the gearbox. Right? Okay. All right. I got you. I just want to make sure that we're not purchasing a bearing and housing and everything for $5,200 that could possibly, we had to replace it with a gearbox.
No.
No.
Two separate things. Pull your gearbox first, then the bearing probably 3-4 foot past the gearbox on the shelf.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. If we do have to buy the gearbox, it's $15,000, $16,000.
For the gearbox?
Around 8, maybe 9.
Okay. And how long is it going to take you to get it?
That's the big question. This could take 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. But it's not like 6 months?
No.
So, and we need to get this done before it starts getting warm, right?
Yes.
Because you've got to aerate that.
I've got to aerate that during the summer.
All right. So, if that be the case, then you can just call me and we'll work that out and see how close it is to a board meeting and everything else. Okay? Sure. Committee reports. Finance Administration personnel. Did I skip you?
You did, but that's okay because I didn't
have anything. I always skip somebody. I don't know why I do that. I can't stand for losing. Water and sewer.
That's me. Is that me? I think it is.
If you can't keep up with your committee, I'll just put somebody else on there.
Okay.
That was quick.
Is that me?
Yeah.
No, nothing. Let me in my home now. 1,400 of them.
Brian Cathy, when's the last time you've been over a committee?
Last time I was on the board back in the 90s.
Okay.
He's got that one right. No. Dang. I'm good. I couldn't remember I was over that.
I thought I was, but I wasn't for
they
sure.
All check. They all check.
I got that one in the police.
Fire and rescue. Is it still me or is it Marty?
I think that's Marty.
I got a new nickname for you.
That is Marty.
For which one?
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't have nothing.
Public Marty had to work tonight. Police.
Nothing.
Are you over that
day? Yeah.
Yeah, he's over the police.
He's looking
I'm
at
on
the list.
Police committee.
I'm looking at the list now.
He's over it.
Public Works.
That's Marty.
Nothing.
City beautification.
Where's all the pots at that's supposed to be up downtown?
Hey, can you believe somebody stole our pots from outside City Hall?
Nothing surprises me.
No kidding.
Really?
Dale, how long that pot sit out there?
2 years?
5 years?
3 years, 4 years?
A while.
Yeah. What about the other pots up on Main Street? I know there's just two out.
Didn't y'all pick those up? Yeah.
Did you pick them up, Dale?
It's becoming springtime, and we need to have a meeting. For
I know.
This city.
When do you want to have that?
We got to find our pots, too.
We're wanting to get some ideas about some trash cans. I've got some ideas on that.
When do you want to have that committee meeting?
I know.
Well, she's over it. I'm just telling her.
Oh, I know.
It's
I know
springtime. We need to do it.
I just want to know who stole the pots.
When do you want to do it?
We can all get together at a good time.
Okay.
Everybody's got to let me know when they're available.
You need to do that to
Jesse
tonight.
That's you.
Do you want to call a
committee?
That's
Kayla.
Kayla, do you want to call a committee meeting?
Sure.
What night would you like to have a committee meeting?
And for what?
Tuesday?
Who cares? She got her strawberry.
Wednesday night at 6:30.
We need to talk about...
I know, but I didn't know who...
You're going to get an agenda together.
No, that's not... I know, but what I'm saying is I didn't know who was available.
How soon?
Different times, because she's always... I get off at 4:00. What time do you get off?
I'll be in Dyer at 10:00.
You'll be in Dyer when?
Tonight, the earliest we can do.
When I won't, if I have enough notice.
Thursday night.
Okay.
Thursday night,
okay for you?
The 13th. Is that what you're talking about? The 13th?
8 o'clock at night. Is that what you said, Ben?
I cannot do it Wednesday night.
8 o'clock at night?
I can't do it now. It's my daughter's 21st birthday.
I can do it anytime after 4:00.
I don't care if you do it on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, this is what we'll do. We'll get together with Miss Jen in the next couple days and we'll plan something.
We can do Thursday.
Do you have to know?
You have to have a committee meeting and it has to be recorded.
We know.
Okay, so we'll get together and then we'll get with you and then we'll set that.
We have to give public notice.
Oh, you do?
You have to.
Any committee meeting.
What?
Thursday? Yes, you have to.
For any...
It's a committee.
For
really?
Any meeting that you have that has more than one board member at it, has to have...
Okay. No. Well, we're not ready for that yet. But we're going to get there.
Law.
And then...
I believe it's a sunshine.
Jessica, I got an idea.
What video?
How about y'all get it together and plan on getting the flyers from the Gibson County High School that we get every year and carry the pots out there and let them fix them and we'll just pay the bill.
That's what I do every year.
Okay.
Does that help?
Is that what you
want? That's what I do every year.
Okay.
As long as people don't steal
my
pots.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I'm trying to say y'all's
poor pots going.
Okay.
But you do what you want. I don't care.
Are we going to get more pots for the front
we'll have
year?
No, we got to have a lot of stuff going on.
They'll have a meeting. They'll
yeah, we'll have a meeting. We'll all get together on that.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Buildings and walkways, Miss Bett.
I don't have anything.
You have got to get on these buildings.
Who's on that floor? Let me see that floor.
Would you run her off a neat list, please?
I have a list.
I got one in my truck.
Buildings, parks and recreation.
I don't have anything.
I would like to,
both of those committees are gonna be meeting soon.
I would like because I would like to go ahead and get these cornhole things done. Obviously we're not gonna be able to get the ones that we have and they are gonna be the back nine and not the front nine.
Disc golf,
not cornhole.
Well, yeah, I knew what he meant. So.
Can we get something the same color, same style, even if it's a different color on the back side?
We can paint them.
No, we can't.
Can we see how close we could get?
Yeah, oh yeah, we would get as close as we could. Yeah.
How come you can't paint them?
Yeah, we'll get them.
Because they have rings around them.
That committee, yeah.
I just don't want to be middle of summer, and here we are trying to get all this stuff done all at one time. And, you know, this was approved back in October, I think it was, September.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't September.
October.
I was going to say, it's been after I took over.
October. So, we just need to get it done. Because I think Dale needs to get down there and put them in the ground.
Yeah, both of those committees will be meeting soon.
So we're not going to be able to get the same ones, so have we looked at the others?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. What?
We're not going to be able to get the ones. But
we can, they keep saying they're on back order.
So we thought those were the ones we were getting, but it's...
Yeah. Okay. Okay, updates from outside committees. Thank you guys, Brandon. Y'all, let me tell y'all something.
What do we do? Let me see that again.
Brandon and them was having a fish fry. And they got a fire call. At 4:05, and we were supposed to start cooking fish at 5, or about 4:30. And they jumped up, and they took off, and they went on the call, but they turned the grease off. Done an excellent job, and I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate what y'all did, take over and handle it while we
were gone. We got that thing going. Because of Miss Bette right here, she says, I didn't do anything, but she
did. I didn't do anything. I made a phone call.
I can't mention the names of the people that came because I don't want to, you know, y'all can help me, but I think they need to be recognized. It was Kathy Reed and
her husband, Jack Nelson.
And Jack Nelson.
Thank you.
It's Jack. Very appreciative. They came down. I called Bette. I called Michael. Michael was headed to a ball game. Marty was at work. I called Bette, and Bette said, hang on, maybe I can help. I'll call you back. She called me back and said, I got somebody on the way. She called and got Jack, and who am I? Who is the McCaslin? She used to be McCaslin.
Yeah, they were just there to get fish, and they ended up helping too.
What?
Tim and Carrie. Sullivan. I want to say that I really appreciate their help. They come to get two fish plates. And we told them, says, listen, they had a fire call. They said, well, that fire call was more important than this fish. So what do you need? And they jumped in and helped, and I really appreciate that. And Rebecca, what's her name?
Michelle.
Rebecca.
I can't pronounce her last name.
Okay. Stacy Fernandez and Michelle Anderson. Showed up and they started helping and we got it going. And the fire department come back and helped out and we got everything going. They done a really good job. They sold 100 pounds of fish in an hour and just a little over an hour. And I appreciate everything y'all done, even though that we helped y'all. I mean, I'm dead serious, y'all. I really appreciate that. As soon as the fish fry was just about over, they got a first responder call. So they had to take off again. And they came back, and they worked that night, and they cleaned up, and they did stuff, and they come back the next day and finished up and everything. I appreciate that, and I appreciate that dedication. And I just want you guys to know that. And all the people that came out from the citizens and everything that came out and helped, that meant a lot. So, thank y'all.
That's sweet.
spring fling flea market deal? What do you call it?
It's kind of a crafts thing. It's a, mostly everything's new or handmade.
On April the
12th.
On April the 12th. The
inside spots are already sold completely out.
Yes. So the only thing left is outside and vendors. I mean, food trucks or whatever, right?
And I think she's got a pretty good list of those going.
Okay. Food truck, grips are going to be there.
She's trying anyway. That's okay.
Thank y'all, and we really appreciate what y'all are doing for that because it really helps out the kids for Christmas and everything.
Yep.
And it means a lot to a lot of these kids and everything, so thank y'all for what y'all are doing with that. Unfinished business. Entertain a motion to accept bids for the LPRF grant.
We've been awarded that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? So, this is the grant that I updated at the committee that, was it $360,000? About 364, I believe, is what it was, and it's coming at 241. Anyways, there's $80,000 left over that we're going to be able to spend on other things at the city park. So, and then once that's done, we still have another about $300,000 or so dollars, maybe $400,000 to spend at the city park with enough from the CDBG side of the grant. So, any more discussion? Not call the roll, start with Bet and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to award the bid to Alan Searcy for the LDRF grant.
Make a motion, please.
Second.
Motion made second. This recommendation is by A2H. They did go through it. They did call them, make sure everything was understood and was right. And that's where we're at. Any more discussion? Tyler, we'll start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any other unfinished business? New business, item A. Entertain a motion to promote Dale Carroll to public works supervisor for all city departments. At the rate discussed at committee.
So move.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Entertain a motion to move Bradley Skinner to crew leader with a 50 cents per hour increase in pay.
Make a motion, please.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll, start the bet and go right. Discussion on this next item during discussion.
Yeah.
Entertain a motion to remove the stop sign on East College Street in High.
Mm-hmm. I'll do the discussion. And East Maple and...
Well, we're going to do it separate.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have any discussion on the first one.
Okay, so I'll move on the first one.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Why are we removing Scott's
son? Yeah. You wouldn't hear what
the There's
one that we're having to replace because trucks are
not on that one. Huh?
It's not that one.
Not this one. Okay.
The other one.
This is one that is where...
This is East College at High, I think.
Some people want it. Some people don't want it. A few of the neighbors want it. A few of the neighbors don't want it. There is trucks that pull up to the stop signs, and they stop, and they are trying to sleep, and then the truck takes off, and it's right in front of their house. And I have discussed with Chief Lindsay, and he said he would watch that area a little more,
And also, even when Dyer had all the factories and everything, there was not one there, so.
Which stop sign is this?
Which one? The three-way stop at High and College.
The new one?
It would remove the one on East College.
Yeah, but everybody was scared of Mr. Neely, so they weren't speeding through there.
Yeah. The one that was.
That's true.
That one there. Yeah, about
you outrun him every Saturday night. He just led you then.
And that 88 miles.
I knew that you feel about it. It's okay.
I was fine with leaving that one. That was just my opinion. The other one is the one that I was...
We'll get there. That's why we're doing one at a time. Colorado's starting vet. Go right.
Are we... To make a motion to remove it or remove it?
We already did. We was in discussion. Uh-huh. And there was no discussion.
I mean, I had discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
You want to stop?
Is this a new, this is the first I've heard about it.
Wait, it was in committee.
So, I mean, but it's the first I heard about it.
Okay,
so committee was just recently. So just recently, has this been something that's been ongoing or we haven't heard anything about it?
I've got some complaints.
The whole time it's been there.
I've had some complaints on it. Plus the fact, honestly, I don't like it.
I mean, I didn't think we
so
needed it.
So we'll be honest with you.
I didn't think we needed it to begin with, but, you know, it's there, and then you got the little flashing thing that warns us to slow down, and which has been effective for me personally, but anyway.
You do not speed. You passed me going real fast today.
I do. So, that's fine. It's just a new thing that I haven't heard anything about.
You just wasn't here at the committee.
What I know, but I mean, I just can't hear it at all. So, I mean, I don't care. I'm fine with taking it down. I was fine with not ever putting it up. So it's just like, here's what I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking, okay, let's put up a stop sign. Okay, let's take one down.
We're going to try that.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay.
We're going to change speed limits, too. We're going to lower them so you'll slow down a little bit.
Okay. What? Let's just take through to the vote.
We'll start with Ben and go right.
Aye.
No.
No.
Motion carried. I'm sorry, can we do that again? Because I've got to go.
It was an aye, a no, an aye, a no, an aye, an aye, an aye, an aye. So,
I think it's in here somewhere. I protect. Two for an aye.
Okay. But we used the next one I have a discussion.
For that one.
I'm not disagreeing with taking it down, because I agreed with it. But I have discussion. Entertain a motion to remove the stop sign at East Maple South Royal.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? My discussion is that I have asked Dale to look into some rumble strips. Not speed bumps, they're rumble strips. They're about this tall to put on each side. They're $159 a piece, basically.
Yeah, somewhere near.
and they're about this tall, and what they would go on each side of the crosswalk at City Lumber. Back up just a little piece, and on the other side, for cars when they come across, they will hit the rumble strips. All it's going to do is make a noise, you know, if you're going Bethel College. Most colleges
Bethel College has got them.
Yeah.
I hit them enough.
They're not dangerous. They're not. That's all they do. They just let you know that you're going too fast. You know, the faster you go, the louder they are. They're not a speed bump. They're not anything. They're 159. They're 4 foot long. They're 4 foot long and 0.06 inches tall.
Oh, yeah.
They're
like it's over half inch.
So, that's the only other thing that I would say that we need to do just on each side of the crosswalk, and you nail them to the end of the concrete.
That way when people go across them, they'll know to slow down the next time.
Right.
Is that what it's?
Yes. And there is two stop signs that we have put up on each side. It says stop for pedestrians. And they've been there for ever since before we put that stop sign up. And everything. The problem is, those stop signs are about $300 every single time one gets knocked down. And there's no way, unless City Lumber's cameras are working or whatever, and they may work all the time, I don't know, that a lot of times we have no idea who knocks that stop sign down or whatever and everything. And we put up, Dale's put up how many stop signs?
Several bases, too.
You know,
and they have to go on a base.
The kids steal them, too.
One in front of City Lumber.
Yes. And Michael knows good and well about that stop sign.
Dang right.
You know how to run it, don't you?
I sure do.
I was hollering, stop, stop, stop. And he's like, why?
Wasn't there when he was growing up, was it? Had a had a stoplight on the other side on East College when the factory was going good. But
I didn't think nothing about it. We was coming down through there and I just right through.
And I'm scared. I am scared the same way Jason is scared. Somebody get run over, walk across the street. Mm-hmm. I say it again. Look both ways before you walk across the street. Because he used my wife when he came up here and wanted that stop sign. Bottom line is, I told my wife when I went home that night, look both ways before you cross the road, would you? You know. Now, I got in trouble. Any more discussion? Call the roll. Start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. No.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Job, but I don't think between 3 and 7 is worth $7,800 a year to us. Nothing personal, I don't think it is. I make the motion that we terminate the contract on dog catching.
Effective April
1st. Yeah, this is March, effective April 1st.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call roll. Start bent and go right.
No.
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 Aye. You look at me. Oh, is that a tie vote?
No.
Bet
no
was a
no.
Bet was a yes. No.
That was a yes. The no's won it.
Okay. Motion failed.
Right.
Any other new business?
Right. St. Clair All County has A&M
So moved.
Second.
Brian Kidney.
What?
What did you tell us when you first got here?
I don't know. What? And I didn't ask all my questions.
You
about
wasn't
that.
You wasn't kidding, was you?
Oh.
I don't care if I get beat or not.
I've been outvoted 7-1 many times before. It'll happen again unless I drop dead or somebody kicks me out.
It's what it is.
It's what it is.
Discussion about the account for Colorado Start Bank Direct.
Aye.
Motion carried. Ore Road. Ore Road is narrow. Ore Road needs some work done to it. Ore Road needs some work done to the ditches. Yeah. That goes out to Joe's Burger Bar or the auction house, whatever you call it. I have had Dale to look at that. This week, again, he is going, we have to put another culvert in out there. It has a 24-inch culvert, and we're not going to take it out, but we're going to go beside it and add another 24-inch culvert beside it. We have to do that. The second thing is, Dale, can you explain, I have always been told that we cannot widen Ore Road because of the utilities and everything. And I don't understand that, and I'm still going to say I don't understand it. Dale and them went out there and looked at it, and he doesn't understand why we can't widen Ore Road.
Now, why would you?
Why would I what?
Widen
it. It's too narrow. Two-way traffic.
I've had my mirror broke on it, too, but if you make it any wider, they're just going to go faster.
Anyways,
I don't understand this land because of utilities. So we got utilities under every street in Dyer. So I don't know where that came from. I never heard of Chris coming up to me about this.
We always heard there was a gas line in there.
How close are they to the road?
Huh?
How close are the gas lines or other lines?
It'd have to be located before you know.
Yeah.
But we got gas lines in the road in Dyer.
Why would they be that close to the road anyway?
Used to be a gravel road, and
you never knew when it was in,
Mike.
Well, here's the thing. They're either on one side of the road or they're on the other side of the road, and there's houses on both sides of the road, which causes it to go under the road to the other house, right?
Yeah.
Just like it does on any other street in Dyer. Ore Road needs some work. The ditches need some work. The culverts need some work. The road's too narrow. It's dangerous, and the banks on it are starting to fall off. We had a wreck out there probably a couple of months ago, you know, and it's either because somebody's gotten too close to somebody and they tried to dodge it, they got off the edge of the road, went off in the ditch, mirrors hitting each other's. Or whatever else, Brad, can you explain it? I mean,
it's always something like the trucks are not supposed to go down that road also. And we get calls about big trucks coming down there going offwards. Instead of going around, they come down that road and are not supposed to do it. But, so by the time they get there, they're already offwards, and we just tell them, don't do it again because we didn't see them. You know, but it's just a narrow road.
Yeah, and then when even your regular trucks has got the wide tires on them and everything. I'm talking about a regular truck, anything.
Mirrors that hang
on.
Well, I thought
mirrors in my S10
with somebody.
It's an arrow.
I agree. If it's any way possible, we need to widen it. I don't know if we can.
Dale says make it one way.
Make it one way street.
The problem I have with making a one-way street is because, Dale, I've told you this. I have a problem sending people out to that four lane that don't want to go on that four lane. I'm talking more the elderly people. I don't want to send people out there on that four lane if I don't have to. But there are people that want to go out there and they won't, but they can't get back down because they go out there and get their food or their auction items or whatever, but they can't get back down to stay in town and not get on the four lane. It's been brought to my attention several times that is there anything we can do about it from people that live on the road, from Talmadge out there, from everybody. You know, I mean, you know, it's just the ditches are not deep enough. There's water that backs up. There's people that drive through people's yards and everything and just tear their yards up. Everything else. My question tonight is not to get into a discussion on whether we're going to, is it worth us sitting down and having a committee meeting over sometime in the near future to discuss what we can do and how we can do it and get Dale to work on that and bring us a proposal of something, and then we can sit down and figure it out.
It's worth talking about.
I think it is.
Get some numbers together, see what we can do, what we can't do.
And figure out about the utilities and figure out about
the options.
The options.
It's going to have work anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Dale wants to go out. I mean, Dale's going to have to go out there and do some work on some of the ditches regardless.
Yeah.
But if we start making those ditches deeper and everything, then if you do get off the edge of the road, not only is it going to start washing under the edge of the road, you know, then it's also going to start washing the road off. And we've got some bad places it's already washed off that I don't know if Dale's had a chance to get out there and put the copash down yet or not, but he's going to do that pretty soon.
Well, didn't we, I don't remember when it was, when we blacktopped that road out there, didn't we make it just a little bit wider anyway?
Yeah, we did in certain places, but they didn't because they said there were some utilities. And before I asked Dale to start calling around and figuring out what utilities is under the road and everything else, I didn't want him to spend waste his time doing that if we didn't want to have the discussion. So we will have that discussion later once he gets everything done. Okay. All right. That's all I've got on that. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Second.
Let's go to Guatemala.